All right, we did a review, or I'm going to do a review. I drove a 2025 Yukon. It's a four-wheel drive version, AT4 Ultimate. So some of you are thinking, okay, what's the AT4? That's more of their quote-unquote rugged slash off-road version. It's been in a lot of the pickup trucks for quite some time. There's been some AT4s even on the Yukon end of things, although I believe, Richard, 2025 is the first year for the AT4 Ultimate, meaning they're combining kind of that AT4 with the Ultimate, you know, trim package together. Retail price of this is $100,285. Yes, that's a lot. Actually, sorry, with destination, $102,280. That is sticker price on this particular vehicle. The AT4 in this particular case gives you the electronic limited slip rear differential, which gives you more traction in those particular scenarios where you'd want it. You get all of the air ride adaptive suspension, of course, extra skid plates, things along those lines. You get the red tow hook. So if you see the red hooks running around, you know that's the AT4 version on the GMC end of things. This, by the way, is a refresh for 2025 as far as how the grill and front end look and how the interior, the dash. It's got a huge center stack screen now, which I'll just say straight up, GMC, beautiful. Yes, there's other vehicles out there with a huge center stack, although, Richard, I will tell you the clarity, the functionality, how everything works, where the button layouts are and so on. It is a wonderful setup. 6.2-liter engine, which I believe, don't quote me, I think it's the same as my truck because I've got a 6.2 in the truck. I think it's 420 horse. Is that correct?
I think that sounds right, yep.
I think it's 420. Runs extremely well. I mean, even at our altitude, no turbocharger, no nothing. It works very well. And surprisingly enough, and I know because I own one in my truck, and it's exactly the same engine. If you drive this vehicle correctly, you can get 19 to 20 miles to the gallon even with a 6.2. Now, if you get your foot in it quite a bit and you're a little bit heavy on that end of things, it'll drop all the way down to the 15, 16 miles to the gallon range. But if you drive this thing correctly, and they even state highway miles at 18, I can always exceed the highway mile end of things on my truck or this vehicle, and I did driving this. But I'll tell you, Richard, they've done a very nice job. I can see why they continue to sell these things, even though the sticker price is what it is. They sell these things year after year after year after year because versatility-wise, and for those of you that are like me, where you've got I've got a crew cab short box truck versus the Yukon. This isn't the Suburban because the Suburban's more my length of vehicle. When you take a crew cab truck, the Yukon is shorter. Think more of a short box truck with maybe just an extra cab, and even it's even probably a little shorter than that. I will tell you, after driving the truck, which I do on a daily basis, versus driving the Yukon is more comfortable to drive. It's got less noise interior wise. It's more nimble because it's shorter, easier to park, easier to make a U-turn, all of those different things, Richard. I will tell you that personally, minus the price, and that one is, yeah, it is a hard pill to swallow, but that's the going rate for that particular type of vehicle. Is this a vehicle I would own? Absolutely, 100%.
Well, and yeah, and we own several others, you know, just because, you know, of all the things that we do. And if you've got a large family, Dad, we grew up in similarly sized vehicles, right? And they serve a purpose. They are great for what they do. You know, it's you're driving an enclosed truck in a lot of cases. And yeah, like you said, that the AT4 definitely much more off-road oriented, but they're kind of trying to blend the off-road with the luxury with that AT4 Ultimate. But like you said, sort of second to none, folks. And yes, there's other cars in this segment, but if you go out and do a little bit of research, even on the resale side, which you and I have done, there's a reason that there's a very long list, waiting list for the GM product that is out today.
By the way, in closing, this one also came with a lot of extra options to get up to that 100K, like night vision and illuminated door sill plates, and it even says GMC. When you open the door, it shines down from the mirror. Again, really, really cool features that do set this apart from other vehicles out there like it. And I will tell you, if you're in the market for that type of a full-size SUV, one thing I'll also say really quick in closing, these things hold their value extremely well. So it's one of the few vehicles out there that actually does well on the secondary market. Go check one out at your local GMC dealer. You may or may not find one on the lot. They can always order you one if need be. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.